Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 247 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I think I'm going to try a recipe podcast. Little bit of this, little bit of that, and see if we can come up with an entire podcast from it. All right. Well, let's start with horrible. As you know by now, Alabama has passed this ridiculous anti-abortion law, basically not only outlawing abortion, and regardless of, you know, cause of pregnancy, even if it was rape or incest, the law threatens to put a doctor who performs an abortion in jail for 99 years, et cetera, et cetera. Georgia has this heartbeat bill, no abortion at 6 weeks, which a lot of women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. And Missouri's passing some law. All these states are passing these laws. Alabama's being the worst. But imagine that. Alabama being the worst. Like, there's a phrase that's never been used before. I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous and so horrible. But what it is, this is a setup to challenge Roe v. Wade, right? That's what they ultimately want. They know that these laws are going to be struck down by the courts, and they want to get to the Supreme Court, and they're counting on Kavanaugh coming through for them. They, you know, Kavanaugh is another horrible person. There's so much behind this. There's so much the religious aspect. It's not. It's not religion. It's not Christianity. Religion and Christianity, true religion and Christianity, is about helping people. Jesus always helped the least, not the, you know, not the richest. He helped the least. It's not that. It's about things about these guys. And they showed the Alabama legislature, and it's all these old white men. They have a hatred of women. They have a hatred of change, any modernity, open-minded. These are the things they hate. And hate is the word. It's horrible. They know nothing about it. They know nothing about pregnancy, about women's bodies, about how it works. And you know, the governor is a woman, and she signed the bill. That's a whole nother thing, this women on women. I don't even understand that, but I did read one tweet that I thought was kind of funny and explained a lot, where this woman said, yeah, I was anti-abortion, and I know a lot of women were anti-abortion until the plus sign came up on that stick. Meaning when they did a pregnancy test and they found out they were pregnant and the situation might not have been perfect or good or what, you know, whatever reason. I mean, another great thing I saw, it was a pie chart and reasons for abortion. And it was like 60%, none of your business, 20%, none of your business, 8%, none of your business, 2%, none of your, it's the woman's decision. She has her reasons, whatever they might be. Most women are not using abortion as a method of birth control. And some of these laws are also including methods of birth control. But anyway, it's horrible. We're going backwards as a society. You know, you've got the white supremacist marches. You've got the attack on voting rights and voting rights bills, the attack on civil rights laws, the attacks on any kind of equality or even human decency toward gays or any members of the LGBTQ community. And finally, well, not even finally, but another step is this attack on women through abortion. So I actually think that Chief Justice Roberts on the Supreme Court will be the one who throws the monkey wrench in, who will once again, just like in the Affordable Care Act, be the voice of reason and talk about how, well, not even talk about, but he will uphold Roe v. Wade as precedent and, you know, I hope, right? That's all I can say. I hope. We will see how this plays out, but this is nothing but an attack on women and control and hate. For extra credit, read that. I'm not going to go through this whole thing, but retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens wrote a piece, and you can find it. It's in The Atlantic. You can look this up. Just Google it. John Paul Stevens on the Supreme Court's worst decision of my tenure. He said the worst decision in the Supreme Court in his tenure was the District of Columbia versus Heller, which recognized an individual right to possess a firearm under the Constitution. He says it's unquestionably the most clearly incorrect decision that the Supreme Court announced during my tenure on the bench. And he talks about it, and he said the Second Amendment talked about the right to own guns in relation to militias. And this District of Columbia versus Heller, when the Supreme Court made this decision, they didn't look at the part about militia. It's a very interesting article, and it's a lot. The man has a lot to say, but the man was a Supreme Court justice. He was there. So it's very interesting. Look it up. Read it. It's I'm not going to go into the whole thing here. I'm just telling you that it's interesting to read what these people think, and also to see how far backwards we've gone since these decisions. This was a decision that was made in 08. And yeah, we're moving backwards. We're moving backwards. On the same, I don't know, same, similar topic. Yeah, similar topic. This, remember, I'm starting with horrible. So this qualifies as horrible. So there are hearings at the House in Congress about drug prices, et cetera. Okay, this was one of the things that they said they were going to work on. So the House Oversight and Reform Committee had a hearing, and they talked to Daniel O'Day, and he's the chairman and CEO of Gilead. Gilead makes a drug called Truvada. You've probably seen the commercials for this. Truvada is a drug that helps prevent getting the HIV virus. Okay, this drug, just so you know, this drug was researched by the American people, but our money, tax dollars, researched and found this drug. The patent is held by the CDC. Okay, so understand that. Gilead makes the drug. Gilead sells the drug. In the United States, treatment costs $2,000 a month. Now that's up from $800 a month back in 2014. In Australia, $8. That's right, $2,000 in the United States, in Australia, $8. So Congress had a few questions, and some of the questions were given by my hero, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who called him out for doing this and for charging it. And what he claimed was, well, you know, there's patents on the drug in the United States, and the rest of the world is doing it in generic form, so until it's generically available, we got to charge, blah, blah, blah. And she hit him up about price gouging. Now, this company, Gilead, profits $22 billion in 2018. Mr. O'Day just got a $30 million signing bonus. Okay, now think about that the next time you're complaining about how much some athlete gets paid. This CEO of this drug company that's making $22 billion a year, selling a drug that the government, U.S. taxpayers' money developed, he got a $30 million a year bonus. Oh, and you think that LeBron gets paid too much? You think that fill-in-the-blank quarterback, baseball pitcher, whatever, gets paid too much? Okay, yeah, at least they work for it. Now, the Republicans, of course, jump to the defense because, see, they're pro-life, and they're all about life. They're all about taking care of people, and that's what really matters. So, and I laugh because it's so utterly fucking ridiculous. Chip Roy, a Republican from Texas, just went into an outburst. Quote, I just cannot understand why we're spending time sitting here listening to people lecturing companies about making money. to attack the capitalistic system that produces and distributes medicine that's saving lives around the world. It's just offensive. He's offended by questioning companies who are price gouging for a drug. Yeah, he cares about you. He cares about life. Yeah, right. So that's what it is. It's just another example. Listen, money rules, right? This is what it's about. If the Republican Party, just stop talking about caring about life or anything. You don't. It's about money. You know this company, Gilead, has probably paid numerous lobbyists, tossed all kind of money to these Republican congressmen en route to protect their profits. $2,000 a month versus $8 a month. I'm not against profit, but I think there's probably a number somewhere in between those two. Somewhere, you know, maybe he could have got by on a $15 million bonus. I know it's tough. I know it's tough to make ends meet, but somehow, you know, maybe you could have struggled by on a $15 million bonus and lower the price of the drug just a little bit. It horrible. That's why I said horrible. Okay, now I'm going to shift my podcast from horrible to batshit crazy, because there's always some batshit crazy thing happening out here. Okay, so how about this? How about, you know, I fly all the time, and you know that there's, I get upset. We all do. We get tired of flight delays. We get tired of sitting on a plane on a tarmac. We get tired of, and they never tell you why. They never tell you why. You want to know why your flight was delayed? Well, listen, if you were on flight 5523 from Louisville to Charlotte with American Airlines, I'll tell you why your flight was delayed. Christian Richard Martin, the pilot, was arrested on charges of triple murder. Imagine that. Imagine that. The guy's on the plane. The flight's ready to go. Excuse me, people. We're going to have to delay this flight for a few hours. Seems your pilot is a murderer. A murderer. Oh, my God. This has to be a first. So they don't know the motive, but he's being charged in the deaths of Calvin and Pamela Phillips and their neighbor, Edward DeCenaro. Calvin Phillips was found in the cellar of his home dead from a gunshot wound. His wife and DeCenaro were found in a field, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't know the motive, but they found it, and they've charged him. So, yeah, flight's going to be a little late, a little delayed. Moving on in crazy, Mike Pence. Yeah, that name fits with crazy. So Mike Pence gave the commencement at Liberty University. Liberty University is an extreme right-wing Christian university started by Jerry Falwell and run by Jerry Falwell Jr., okay? That crazy. These are, again, this isn't Christians. These are the crazy Christians, okay? So Mike Pence is telling these people, the graduates, you know, you better be prepared to be discriminated against because of your traditional Christian beliefs. He said that, and this is, it blows my mind. He says that Christians are the most attacked group in the world. That's right. That's right. Christians are the most attacked group in the world. And he cited churches being burned in Louisiana and mass shootings at churches in Texas. And he forgot to mention that those attacks on Christian churches were done by white Christian males. He forgot that. He went on and on about being attacked for their Christian beliefs, about his wife working at the school that wouldn't allow gay people in, that she was being attacked. I'm sure he threw in some Chick-fil-A. I'm sure it was catered by Chick-fil-A, and on and on. So, you know, a few Christians, you know, kind of hit back. Like one, Diana Bass on Twitter said, "I'm a Christian, and the only people who ever shunned or ridiculed me for my faith are other Christians." Christians, this is a United States of America. All this stuff is being done by so-called Christians, and yet they're the most attacked. They're the most, sometimes, you know, the Christians will go up to a black person and say, you know, I'm being attacked. I have it so much worse than you. Or a white Christian will go up to a Latino person or perhaps a gay person and say, you know, they're stripping away my rights to step on your rights. That's really the only right they're losing. The only right they're losing is the right to step on the rights of others. It's a horrible attack. And Mike Pence and Mother are ready to defend you. Again, I told you, I'm working in crazy right now. Ted Cruz says, you know, this Space Force thing, and you forgot about Space Force, didn't you? You were so caught up in Trump's other crazy shit, you forgot about Space Force. But Ted Cruz tells us that it's time for Space Force because we got to be prepared to fight space pirates. That's right. Space Force could be used to combat space pirates. And another one who feels he's under attack. He's under attack because he got a bunch of snarky leftists making fun of his comments and his tweets about getting ready for space pirates because China is already developing space pirates. So, Twitter handles this. What are you going to say? One person, Senator Ted Cruz thinks people concerned with climate change are alarmists, but he's adamant the nation invests in protection against space pirates. Another person asks, is space pirates the name of the porno clip Ted Cruz liked? Oh, space pirates. Yeah. Why not? Here's a good one. Yeah, laugh now, but wait till it's the year 2350 and you realize Ted Cruz was right. Yeah, how can they not laugh? I hope you're laughing, because we're preparing for space pirates. Again, just to be filed under We Are Insane. And finally, this is how we're just, as a nation, insane. Ahmed Ahmed, who's a friend of mine, okay, he's a comedian, he's Egyptian, grew up in L.A. He's working at a comedy club called Off the Hook. It's in Naples, Florida. I've worked there. I haven't been there in a while, but it's great. So Ahmed Ahmed's doing a show, and Ahmed Ahmed says, how many people in the audience are from the Middle East? And people raised their hand, and some people said that, you know, they were from Iran or Pakistan or Iraq. Some are, I'm Middle Eastern, but I'm from here and from there. So Ahmed says, that's great. We could organize our own little terrorist organization. See, that would be a joke because he's Egyptian and Muslim. You see how that works? No. A man dialed 911. That's right. A caller dialed 911 and said that they're at it again. Yeah, they're going to form a terrorist organization. Is that crazy, or is it crazier that the police came? That the police came to the comedy club and the police listened to the they listened to the set, and afterwards they went to Ahmed and they said, don't change your set, don't change your jokes. They actually thought it was funny. The owner of the club said, you know, he thought it was funny. He was shocked when the police showed up. Can you imagine? Hello, 911. There's a comedian plotting. He's openly forming a terrorist cell while he's on stage at the comedy club in Naples, Florida. Yeah, we got him. I wonder if this guy was looking for a reward. Hey, Ahmed, I love you, man. You're funny, and you do a lot of jokes about the hatred of Muslims and the stereotype of terrorism and stuff. Maybe you can do the joke and then report yourself and collect some reward money. Go for it. Yeah, we're that crazy. Okay, moving on, because it's not all bad news. I'm going to throw in a little bit of good news. Did anything good happen? Yeah, a couple of good things happened. This is just because I love the whole Marvel universe and all of the movies and stuff like that. So I don't know if you know the story of Stan Lee. Stan Lee was the creator of all these different Marvel superheroes, Spider-Man, the Hulk, Thor, et cetera, et cetera. He created them mostly in the 60s. They were big in the comic books in the 70s, some cartoons. And as you know now, multi-billion dollar movie franchises, right? I think Avengers Endgame made like 7,500 million, trillion, billion dollars or whatever. It's on its way to being the biggest movie of all time. You know, the Marvel franchise is staggering. Stan Lee didn't die broke, but he didn't die with he didn't get nearly the amount of money he should have gotten, because when this is going on, the man was old. The man was in his 80s and into his 90s, and a lot of people were stealing from him and ripping him off. Well, it's good to see that one of these ass clowns, a guy named Kaya Martin, was charged with 5 criminal counts of elder abuse, false imprisonment of an elder by use of violence, menace, fraud, or deceit, etc., etc. Mishandled. By mishandled, they mean stole over $5 million of Stanley's cash, inflicted severe physical and emotional injury. This is what he did to an old man. This is so, yeah, I hope he rots under a jail. I hope they put him in jail with some real Marvel fans. Marvel used to have a thing with a club, and they'd call them True Believers. That's what we Marvel. I was one. I was a kid. I loved this stuff. So we were True Believers. I hope they throw him in jail with a few True Believers that want to talk to him about ripping off Stan Lee. Stan Lee created some great stuff that we all enjoy, or most enjoy. A lot of people enjoy. Maybe you don't. But no matter what, he didn't deserve that, and it's good to see that justice is being served. So, yeah, we got a little bit of good news going on there. And, yeah, sorry. About all I got for good news. Finally, I'm going to close with stupid because, stupid is always. Well, wait a minute. Now, I don't know if I talked about this last week, but this was fun. The Trump supporters who gave all that money to build the wall. Remember they were going to build a wall and they said they wouldn't finance building the wall. So somebody offered to, they started a GoFundMe campaign to build the wall. And a guy named Kolfetch started it. And people donated a lot of money. People have donated $20 million to build the wall. And Kolfetch pocketed. Yeah, Kolfetch, he's got it. He's money's in his pocket. He says, well, one day we'll build a wall, at which point I'll ante up. But in the meantime, I'll just sit on this $20 million. To me, that's good news. When you take advantage of stupid people, hateful people, racist people, you rip them off for $20 million. I like it. So good for you, man. Good hustle. Finally, we'll close the podcast with stupid. And I'm going to talk about Trump. Again, imagine that. Stupid and Trump in the same sentence. So, baby hands. Now, you know about the Chinese tariffs, right? He's putting tariffs on all these goods that come from China or made in China. It's pushing up the prices. And what he doesn't understand, he thinks, or maybe he does understand, and he just thinks his followers are so stupid. One way or the other, what he's selling, what they're saying is that these tariffs are going to be paid by Chinese companies. Of course they're not. The tariffs are paid, they're charged to China. The Chinese companies charge the American companies, and the American companies charge the consumer. So tariffs raise your prices. That's how it works. It's really not that complicated. So Baby Hands says, well, this is the headline, because I can't say this any better. Trump urges Americans not to buy from American companies because of his own tariffs. So what he's saying is, don't buy from American companies that do business with China. Don't buy from American companies that sell Chinese goods. You know, like, I don't know, everyone in this United States. Okay, don't buy anything made in China, so stop going to Walmart, which I'm guessing is where a lot of his followers shop. Everything in Walmart, I think, is made in China. At least 90% of the shit in Walmart made in China. You know what other companies use goods from China? Oh, I don't know. Ford, Caterpillar, John Deere. He wanted to build his wall with Caterpillar construction equipment, keep it American. Well, guess what, baby hands? Caterpillar uses stuff made in China. Oh, by the way, don't fly because Boeing does business with China. You see where I'm going with this? Everyone. General Motors does business with China. Yet all American companies are doing business with China. Put down that Apple phone. Put down that iPhone. Put down that computer. Put down whatever the hell. I couldn't do this podcast. I'm talking into a microphone, and it's going into a MacBook. I'm sure something from China is involved. Okay, you know what? Just yeah. So this is the but it works. That's what blows my mind. It works, and I don't know if it's ignorance or the con. Either he's the dumbest, or just yeah, he's not the smartest, but people around him are using him. But people buy into this, right? Just, I'm going to buy American. No, you're not. We're in a global economy. Everything you're buying, everything you're using has some foreign ties because that's how it works now. That's how business is done, okay? So he charges China tariffs. Guess what? Your prices are going up. And God bless, because that's how it works. I'm done. Thank you for listening. Thanks for playing along. I am about to go on the Family Feud tour. If you've been listening, you know I'm going to be the host of Family Feud Live. We're going to start shows on May 30th in Atlantic City, and I'm going to be touring through. We're going to go through Maryland, Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, Ohio. We're going to go up and down. It's going to be a great tour. Look up familyfeudlive.com. So I'll be out doing that between, like I said, May 30th to June 14th. Got no live gigs, got no road gigs. I'm headed to Cleveland after that. I'm going to finish the Family Feud Live tour in Cleveland, and then I'm going to go back to Cleveland and do Hilarities, which is a great club. So I love you. Thanks for listening. I'm sure I'll get in a podcast or two in that two-week period. But right now, this is Alonzo asking, who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it. Tell a friend about me. Good night.